Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets closed mostly higher on the first trading day of the new month after a blockbuster January, buoyed by an unexpectedly strong jobs report, which helped blunt the impact of a weak session for Amazon.com. The Dow was up 64 points, or 0.3%, to log its sixth consecutive weekly gain. The broader S&P 500 inched 0.1% higher, with gains in the energy and technology sectors offset by losses for the consumer discretionary sector. The technology-centric Nasdaq fell 0.25%, with Amazon down 5.4% after the internet giant reported record holiday quarter earnings and revenue after the closing bell of the previous session, albeit the company's outlook for the current quarter came in below expectations. Amazon now sits 20.7% below its September 2018 high. For the week, the Dow rose 1.3%, S&P 500 up 1.6%, and the Nasdaq up 1.4%. Notable that gains in January usually translate into a positive year for stocks. Since 1950, the S&P 500 has ended the calendar year higher 87% of the time when January ends up being a positive month, according to Stock Traders' Almanac. In US corporate earnings, ExxonMobil rose 3.6% after the energy major posted better than expected earnings and surprised analysts and investors with a US $25 billion share buyback pledge. Elsewhere, Merck & Co., Honeywell International and Symantec Corp. also posted very strong results. However, Cigna Corp. slid 2.9% after the healthcare company said profit fell 46% in the fourth quarter. The busiest week of the current US earnings season is now behind us, but there are still a number of major companies still to post results. Indeed, 97 members of the S&P 500, as well as one Dow Jones Industrial Average component, are slated to release results this week, including Alphabet Inc. tonight. Elsewhere, other companies include Walt Disney, Snap Inc., Twitter Inc., Estee Lauder, Ralph Lauren, Mattel, Hasbro, General Motors Co., Yum Brands, Chipotle, and Archer Daniels Midland, among major companies to release results this week. On the US economic data front, the latest non-farm payrolls report released by the Labor Department showed that the US economy added 304,000 jobs in January, crushing market expectations for the addition of 170,000 positions and the largest gain in 11 months. The report marked the 100th straight month of jobs growth and followed a 35-day partial US government shutdown. However, the report also included a sharp downward revision of December's job gains. The unemployment rate ticked 0.1% higher to 4% and a seven-month high, with the labour force participation rate rising to 63.2%. Average hourly earnings inched 0.1% higher, lower than the forecast gain for 0.3%. Year-on-year earnings rose 3.2% and in line with market expectations. Europe's main markets were mixed, Germany's DAX edging 0.1% higher, with Deutsche Bank down 0.6% after reporting lower than expected annual profit. Wirecard tumbled 25% after a fresh Financial Times report that said an external firm commissioned by the payments firm to investigate its Singapore office found evidence indicating serious offences or forgery and or falsification of accounts. France's CAC rose 0.5%. London's FTSE was up 0.7% to push above the 7,000 mark and log a 3.1% gain last week. Notable results in the UK this week include BP PLC releasing their fourth quarter result on Tuesday night Australian time. The base metals complex was mixed. Copper eased 0.5% to 278.5 a pound after touching a seven-week high in the previous session. Aluminium fell 1.4%, pressured by concern over excess supply after the world's top aluminium smelter, China Honghui Group, said it will gradually restart production after the expiration of some government-mandated output curbs. Both nickel and zinc advanced strongly after prices of steel raw materials in China climbed to multi-month peaks on Friday. In Chinese data last Friday, the Caixin China Manufacturing PMI fell to 48.3 in January from 49.7 in December, the lowest reading since February 2016 and the second straight month below 50. Fresh gains for spot iron ore markets, the benchmark contract adding 19 cents to 85.53 a metric tonne. However, it was the lower grades that continued to dominate, shooting the lights out with a further 5% plus gain. Gold futures eased $3.10 to $1,322.10 an ounce to finish with a 1.9% advance for the week. Oil prices climbed, WTI jumping $1.47 to $55.26 a barrel and its highest settlement since the 19th of November last year and logging a weekly gain of 2.9%. Brent gained $1.91 or 3.1% to $62.75 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 5.9 basis points to 2.69%, marking their biggest daily jump since the 4th of January. The Aussie dollar is steady and holding on to much of the gains achieved earlier last week, buying 72.48 US cents. On the local economic calendar today, Australian building approvals data is released at 11:30 a.m. Australian time, with a small increase forecast after a large 9% fall in November. And the final report for Australia's Banking Royal Commission will also be released after the market close at 10 past 3pm Australian Eastern Standard Time. Also worth noting that many Asian markets will be closed this week for the Golden Week holidays.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.